Hi, I'm Ann Musico, and I want to welcome you back to this week's episode of the 3D Living Podcast. It's no secret that eating too much sugar is not good for you, but do you know why? Many people have turned to artificial sweeteners and sugar-free foods. Those artificial sweeteners have very serious side effects of their own. They cause a choice between the lesser of two evils, really. So what can you do to limit your sugar intake in a healthier way? This week, I'd like to talk about the dangers of consuming sugar and of the artificial sweeteners that we find so often in the foods in the grocery store. And then next time, I'll give you some healthier alternatives. You may be thinking, so what's the big deal? Sugar is just a food. But sugar is a highly processed and highly addictive substance that could actually be classified as a drug. Here are just a few of the dangerous side effects you may not be aware of. Sugar feeds cancer cells. It's been connected with the development of cancer of the breast, ovaries, prostate, rectum, pancreas, biliary tract, lung, gallbladder, and stomach. When you get a PET scan to check for cancer in your body, they actually use sugar, and that's what lights up the cancer cells. Sugar can produce a significant rise in total cholesterol, triglycerides, and bad cholesterol, and a decrease in good cholesterol. Sugar can suppress your immune system, cause gallstones. The body converts sugar into 2 to 5 times more fat than it does complex carbs, and it's a critical factor in the obesity epidemic. In fact, sugar causes mineral deficiencies, particularly chromium and copper. It interferes with the absorption of calcium, magnesium, protein, and vitamin E. It causes a rapid rise in adrenaline, hyperactivity, and anxiety. It worsens ADHD symptoms and causes difficulty concentrating and crankiness in children. It suppresses the immune system and can damage DNA structure and cause eczema in children. Sugar can cause premature aging. In fact, the single most important factor that accelerates aging is insulin, which is triggered by sugar. Sugar can also cause hormonal imbalances, such as increasing estrogen in men, exacerbating PMS symptoms, and decreasing growth hormone. And that's just regular old white table sugar. I haven't even touched on high fructose corn syrup. That takes the dangers to a whole nother level. Very briefly, the natural sugar contained in fruits and vegetables is fructose. Sugar of any type, whether it's sucrose, fructose, or glucose, consumed in excess will harm your health. That's the long and short of it. If you eat a lot of processed, packaged foods, you are consuming huge amounts of fructose. Eating a piece or two of fresh fruit, which also contains fiber, vitamins, and minerals, is a much better option. I realize the TV commercials tell you that sugar is sugar and your body can't tell the difference, but that's just not true. The link I've provided to the post for Dr. Mercola's newsletter goes into great detail, and it explains thoroughly how this happens and why high fructose corn syrup does not get processed in your body like any other sugar. I really recommend you take a couple of minutes and read it. The biggest problem with fructose is that it's metabolized to fat in your body far more rapidly than any other sugar because it's metabolized in your liver where fats are formed. And it actually bypasses the process by which the liver decides whether to store it, burn it as fuel, or turn it to fat. So it just turns it directly into fat, and quickly at that. So what about artificial sweeteners like aspartame that you find in NutraSweet, or sucralose in Splenda, and acesulfame K? They create a whole other can of worms. There are numerous articles detailing the many, many dangers of aspartame. I've provided a link to another article by Dr. Mercola on this, and I recommend you also look at that. In fact, 85% of all the complaints filed with the FDA are for adverse reactions to aspartame. It is a combination of aspartic acid, methanol, and an ester of phenylalanine. When this is heated in your body, the methanol breaks down into formic acid and formaldehyde. That's embalming fluid. So you are essentially embalming yourself when you use this sweetener in your body. It is also linked to the risk of premature birth, radically increasing the risk of cancer, as Dr. Mercola's article explains. It enhances your appetite and causes weight gain, increases the risk of developing metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes, and it's found to cause seizures, headaches, and emotional disturbances. Then we have Splenda, which claims to be healthy because they say it's made from real sugar, which it is, but don't be fooled. It's still an artificial substance. It's actually a chemically modified substance where chlorine, which is very toxic, is added to the chemical structure, making it more similar to a chlorinated pesticide than something you should be eating or drinking. This sweetener has been implicated in muscle and head aches, skin rashes, dizziness, numbness, diarrhea, stomach pain, and bladder issues. Studies have shown that A-sulfame K, which is known as Sunet, Sweet One, and Sweet and Safe, is potassium salt, and it's been found to stimulate insulin secretion, possibly aggravating reactive hypoglycemia or low blood sugar attacks. It has, in studies, produced lung and breast tumors, several forms of leukemia, and chronic respiratory disease. This becomes a serious issue because these sweeteners are included in over 6,000 food products, and every side effect mentioned is magnified in children who consume many of them. Next time, I will give you some natural options that you might consider in replacing sugar and these other toxic artificial sweeteners. I do hope this information will be helpful to you and your family. Please look at the links that are provided. And if you would like the free gift, which is a PDF of a report from naturalnews.com, just email me and I would be so happy to send it to you just for listening to this podcast. And until next week, I wish you a most blessed and healthy week.